This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. All right, I'm just going to own this. Yesterday, well, it was a rough ride for Peloton. The at-home fitness company, it most notably of the internet-enabled bikes, hence rough ride, cut its sales forecast by about $1 billion thanks to subscriber growth that slowed way down last quarter. On the other side of the workout bench, though, the brick-and-mortar gym chain Planet Fitness says its membership levels are nearly back to pre-pandemic peaks. So you remember all those predictions the pandemic would make gyms extinct? How are they holding up now? Marketplace's Matt Levin is on that one.
There's plenty of people getting their pump in at Summit Strong, a boutique gym in downtown Denver, especially in the evenings when things get pretty social.
There's a handful of guys that'll work out at night that they start a volleyball league or they had like a kickball league that they all played on and they all met each other through the gym.
Bridget Schirmers is general manager. She says these days the squat racks function more like office water coolers.
Because they're working from home, they're not really interacting with a lot of people at work, not really making a lot of connections. So the gym is where they primarily meet people.
2020 was a rough year for gyms. Plenty went bankrupt. But Matt Powell, who analyzes the fitness industry for market research firm the NPD Group, says there's a recovering market for exercising with others.
Some people would really enjoy the community of being in the gym.
He says it's not just resurgent gyms hurting Peloton. There's also way more competition in the home workout space from brands like Mirror and Tonal.
I think everyone saw the early success the Peloton had and said, let me get a piece of that business.
Much like the workplace, exercising is becoming hybrid for many people, some days at home, some at the gym. Rich DeSilva still loves the Peloton he keeps in the basement in Mansfield, Massachusetts. But now that the Delta variant feels less threatening, he's back running and lifting at the gym. It's not really community he missed, it's competition.
I feel more motivated with other people around, knowing that they're kind of watching your performance and how you're doing.
DeSilva's not going to the gym to join a kickball team. But there's something about the gym that lets him be alone with others.
I enjoy being alone at the gym, having my headphones on, no one talking to me, but yet still having those people around.
I totally get that. Plus, it's weird to ask family members to spot you. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.